Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Membav. Today's shiur is sponsored by Adina and Jeremy Herskowitz in honor of Eli Herskowitz's marriage tonight to Sophie Geller. We wish the Herskowitz and Geller families a mazel tov and thank Jeremy and Adina very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to Bez Hashem finish the fourth parak of Maseches Yuma, and we're going to continue our discussion of the various ma'arachos, the various piles of wood that they would keep on the mizbeach. But specifically, we're going to focus on Shitas Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held that there was an extra pile of wood that was made on the mizbeach, that according to Rabbi Meir, the Avarim that did not have a chance to be entirely consumed throughout the night had an extra pile of wood that we would then burn them in on the Mizbeach, next to the Maracha Gedola. So our Gemara is going to have, our Daf is going to have three discussions about that extra pile of wood that would burn the parts of the Karban that did not get fully burnt on the Maracha Gedola when they were supposed to. So but the three discussions we're going to have about that extra pile of wood is whether and where we would put a Varim Psulim that were left over that did not get entirely burnt. For instance, those that the Torah says that im alul mizbeach lo yerdu, that the ones there are certain evarim psulim, evarim of a carbon that's possible, that if they go up on the mizbeach they don't come back down. What if they don't get consumed fully in the maracha gedola? Do we place those as well in the second maracha? The second discussion we're going to have is whether and where we put evarim of a weekday that are left over on Shabbos and they were not consumed on the weekday night on the maracha gedola. Will we burn them on Shabbos in the second maracha? Meaning, is this even going to be something that's docha Shabbos, burning of the extra limbs that were not burnt entirely when they were supposed to get burnt? And the third discussion we're going to have is whether and where we would put a varim that were left over bituma that did not get fully consumed on the maracha gedola. So a vari tamid shel Shabbos are definitely karev b'Shabbos. A varim of a carbon tamid of Shabbos certainly can be brought on Shabbos. The Gemara darshins this explicitly in Maseches Psachim on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph from the pasuk Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato. The whole issue is a varim that are left over from a previous day. That's going to be the Shabbos issue that we're going to discuss. So those are the three issues about this extra ma'aracha that Rabbi Meir spoke about, about this extra pile of wood. That is going to be the discussion through the majority of the daf. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to have one more discussion, one more topic that we discuss, and that is that there is a halacha that one is not allowed to extinguish any of the fires on top of the mizbeach. So the Gemara is going to discuss what about the coals that you remove from the mizbeach in order to be maktir the ketores lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippurim, and in order to light the menorah. We learned yesterday that there is a requirement to take those fires from the mizbeach. What if you extinguish those fires? So we're going to have two versions of a machlokas between Abaye and Rava about whether one is chayiv for extinguishing those fires. One version is that they argue about extinguishing those fires when you're still on top of the mizbeach. The other version is that they only argue about extinguishing those fires once you've already removed them from the mizbeach. But those are the two basic topics of the daf. Again, the first topic about this extra ma'aracha that Rav Meir requires for a varim updarm that did not get fully burnt on the maracha gedola, and the second topic is about extinguishing coals specifically that were taken from the mizbeach to be used for the ketores lefnai v'lefnim and to be used for the lighting of the menorah. So we left off on the top of Daf Memvav Amud Aleph, the second line of the page. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara. Rabbi Elazar says the name Bar Kapara. Omer Hoy Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, Evarei Ola Sheni Tosru, Osalen Marach Bifnei Atzma. If there were any leftover limbs from the carbon Ola that did not get entirely burnt, so we would make a special Maracha for them to be burnt on top of the Mizbeach in a separate pile of wood. V'sodron v'afilu b'Shabbos. And the halacha is we could arrange this these limbs on this pile of wood and burn them even on Shabbos. So that's the chiddush that a double chiddush. It sounds like we're saying over here that number one that and this is the way Rashi understands that Bar Kapara is telling me two chiddushim. Number one, that a vari ola that are left over even on a weekday that they get their own ma'aracha, meaning that Rav Meir's din that they get their own ma'aracha. And second, that even on Shabbos we would do this ma'aracha and we would burn the evarim on this Ma'aracha even on Shabbos. The Ritva is going to explain that if you assume like Rashi, and this is again the way Rashi understands that if it's a double Chiddush, in the Hemshech of the Gemara we're going to find that the Gemara asks on each of the Chidushim separately. First the Gemara is going to ask on the first Chiddush, Mai Kamashmal and Tanina B'chol Yom Hayu B'chulei. The Gemara is going to ask Kasha on the first Din, what's the Chiddush that you make this Ma'aracha on a regular day, on a weekday? We already learned it in our Mishnah that Rav Meir holds this way. And then the second kasha the Gemara is going to ask is on the second Chiddush, that we do it even on Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to say, what's the Chiddush of that? It already says, Tanina v'hayom chamesh, that we do it on Yom Kippur. If we do it on Yom Kippur, we do it on Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to ask separately on each of these Chiddushim. The Tosfos in Menachos is medayik this from the Lashon of Bar Kapara, from the fact that it must be two separate Chiddushim, from the fact that he doesn't just say, Osnan Marach b'fnatzma v'sodron afilu b'shabbos. It's v'sodron v'afilu b'shabbos. That extra vav is indicative of the fact that he's trying to tell me a second chiddush, that Shabbos is a separate chiddush. Tosfos over here, however, in our sugya, in Dibra Maskal Aval, the second Dibra Maskal Aval, the first one relates to yesterday's Gemara, Tosfos in the second Dibra Maskal Aval disagrees with Rashi and holds that it's all one Chiddush, and that is that on Shabbos we do this to the Varim of Erev Shabbos that are left over, that on Shabbos we're going to burn them on the separate Ma'aracha. That's the entire Chiddush according to Tosfos. But again, Rashi understands, and we'll stick with Rashi's understanding for our purposes in reading the Gemara. Rashi understands that it is a double chiddush. There are two chiddushim. The Mishnah Lamelech in Maaser Karbanos Parak Dalid raises the following question. He says that Bar Kapara, certainly, even according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, who disagree with Rav Meir, meaning Rav Meir holds that the Evarim that did not get fully burnt on the Ma'aracha Gedola get burnt on a separate Ma'aracha on the Mizbeach. Rav Meir's whole chiddush was that there is a separate Ma'aracha. What about those who don't hold of that separate Ma'aracha? What do they do with the leftover limbs that didn't get burnt on the Ma'aracha Gedola? So we learned yesterday, you put them weiter on the Ma'aracha Gedola, you put them back on the Ma'aracha Gedola. They still need to get burnt, they still go on the Mizbeach. It's just quite, you put them back on the Ma'aracha Gedola, they just don't get their own separate Ma'aracha. So the Rabbanan would also hold the Chora that it's Docha Shabbos. That's not a Machlokas Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. Rav Meir just holds that that it's Docha Shabbos on its own separate Ma'aracha. But the Rabbanan would also hold that you burn these limbs on Shabbos. So if that's the case, why does Bar Kapara only say his Chiddush within Shitas Rav Meir? He could have said this Chiddush even within the sheet of the Rabbanan,
isn't
that there it's
an
even Mishabbos.
Of arranging the fire?
Of arranging the wood in the first place. Yeah, the assumption seems to be that that was for sure done before Shabbos. The whole issue is, meaning the whole issue over here is the burning of the actual limbs. The sodron is the limbs on the fire that afilu b'Shabbos. So the Mishnah Lamelech suggests that maybe the Chiddush that Bar Kapara is trying to tell us is, he's trying to tell us the greatest possible Chiddush, that even according to the Shitas Rav Meir, the halacha would still be that it's Docha Shabbos, because even according to Shitas Rav Meir, you're allowed to, I guess, no, Mishnah Lamelech really says your answer. He says that you're allowed to make this second Ma'aracha, right? He says you're allowed to even make the second Ma'aracha on Shabbos, whereas the Ma'aracha Gedol is there anyway. So according to the Rabbanan, it's no big deal. The Ma'aracha Gedol is there, so I mean, it's not no big deal. It's still burning things on Shabbos, but it's less of a Chiddush than to say that you're even allowed to arrange the separate Ma'aracha and light the separate Ma'aracha. So yeah, So it's exactly what Tavi said. So that's how the Mishnah Lamelech suggests. Okay, so that's the Chiddush of Bar Kapara. Again, we're understanding like Rashi, a double Chiddush. Number one, the very din of Rabbi Meir, that there is this second Ma'aracha, and number two, that Afilu B'Shabbos, that we're even going to burn the limbs that did not get entirely consumed, we're even going to do it on Shabbos, on this separate Ma'aracha. So now the Gemara asks, first on the first Chiddush, Mai Kamashmalan, what's the great Chiddush? Tanina B'Chol Yom Hayusham Arba Ma'arachos. We already learned in the mission that it says that every day there were four Ma'arachos there, according to Rabbi Meir. So they did a Ma'aracha every single day. One of them is this. One of these four Ma'arachos is for the Evarim Sheni Tosru. So the fact that this Ma'aracha exists, it already says it in the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yavin Lo Nitzcha Elo L'Psulin. Now the Chiddush is that even Karbanos P'sulin get burnt on this Ma'aracha, as long as they're in the category of Imalu Lo Yardu, that if they they're the kind of psulim that when they go up on the Mizbeach, they don't get taken down from the Mizbeach, they also get burnt on this Ma'aracha. But even then, V'davka Shemashal Ben Ha'or, Avalo Mashal Ben Ha'or Lo, that it's only true if they were already partially consumed on the fire. Because once they're partially consumed on the fire, as Rashi points out, they become Lachmo Shel Mizbeach. They become the Lechem of the Mizbeach. But if Lo Mashal Ben Ha'or, then we would not allow them to be continued to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Ikeda Amri, Echad Ksherin Ve'echad Psulin, and others say, no, whether it's kosher, whether it's pasul, even by a kosher we have this din. In Mashal Ben Ha'or, in Ve'ilo Lo. Even by a carbon kosher, it's not only by a din of a carbon pasul that it's Malu Lo Yerdu, that we're going to leave it up there if Mashal Ben Ha'or. Even by a carbon kosher, only if it's Mashal Ben Ha'or, are we going to burn it on this separate Ma'arach. It has to have at least partially been burnt. So that is discussion number one about the Chiddush of Bar Kapara. Now the Gemara says question number two on the second Chiddush of Bar Kapara. V'afilu b'Shabbos, that Bar Kapara said that we're going to arrange this Ma'aracha and burn these limbs on this Ma'aracha even on Shabbos. Well, Tanina, v'ayom chamesh. But isn't that explicit in the Mishnah also? Because the Mishnah says on Yom Kippur that we have five Ma'arachos, and one of these Ma'arachos is this Ma'aracha that we're burning the leftover limbs from. And Yom Kippur has the same din of Shabbos. There's no separate halacha. There's nothing that distinguishes the halachas of Yom Kippurim and the halachas of Shabbos. So isn't it obvious already in our Mishnah that it would be done even on Shabbos? So answer the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Itzrich. No, it's a chiddush that Bar Kapara is teaching me beyond what the Mishnah taught me. Salka Daitecha Mina. Hani Mili Hecha Dechal Yom Kippurim Lios Achara Shabbos. I might have thought that yes, Yom Kippur has this Ma'aracha, but that's only if Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. If Yom Kippur is right after Shabbos, the Chelve Shabbos craven be Yom Kippurim, because there is a halacha that the Chelve Shabbos, the leftover parts of a Shabbos Karban, can be brought on Yom Kippurim. Aval Be'emtza Shabbos Lo. But I would have assumed that if Yom Kippur were to fall out in the middle of a week and not on Sunday, that we do not make a Ma'aracha for the Evarim Pedarim that do not get consumed. So that's why, Kamash Malan, that's why Bar Kapara is to teach me that even on Shabbos that comes in the middle of a week, we still make this Ma'aracha. So now the Gemara asks on Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's answer, Amar Rava, Man Hai Dolo Chayish Lekimche. Who is the one? Who is the one that gives such an answer who is not Choshesh for that which he's grinding and that which he's, meaning essentially that which he's saying? So who's not careful with his answers, that he's not Choshesh for what he's speaking about, meaning how could he give such an answer? Habachol Yom Tanan. It says in the Mishnah that every day there were four ma'arachos. Sounds like even on Shabbos there were four ma'arachos. So the question goes back to what it was. What's Bar Kapara teaching me? The Mishnah is mefurash that every single day, even on Shabbos, there are four ma'arachos. So it says Gemara Kasha that that's taka a difficulty. We don't have an answer to that kasha of the Gemara. If you look at Rashi explains the kasha was b'chol yom hayu arba ma'arachos tanan v'afilu Shabbos b'mashma. When it says b'chol yom, the implication is even Shabbos is included. Now, whenever the Gemara says kasha, there's a difference between the lashon of kasha and the lashon of tiyufta. Kasha means that we have an answer in mind, we just don't bother to say it, because whatever answer we have in mind you probably could think of on your own and you'll realize that we have an answer in mind. It's just not an answer that we're totally satisfied with. Tiyufta means that we don't know an answer. A double tiyufta, the Rashbam writes in Masechus Pesachim, a double tiyufta is, or in Masechus Babasa, the Rashbam writes, a double tiyufta is stronger that we can't even imagine that there ever is an answer. It's like in a complete, total rejection. So there are three levels of rejecting something. There's kasha, there's tiyufta, and there's tiyufta, tiyufta. So the Rishonim already pick up that over here it only says kasha. So what answer are we hiding that really exists? So the Ritva writes, it's a kasha, not a tiyufta, because it could be miyashev that b'chol yom means weekdays. B'chol yom means every weekday. It's lav davka that it means that it means afilu b'shabbos. Svasema says a little different, that it could be that the Tana doesn't mean to tell me that there's a din to make a ma'aracha b'fnei atzmon b'chol yom even on Shabbos, because there's a meaning. It could be that the reason the Tana tells me about this ma'aracha is because there's a separate din of making the ma'aracha even on Shabbos. A mitzvah of making a special maracha b'chol yom, but that doesn't necessarily mean we use that maracha. It doesn't have meaning, like we were saying before. There are two issues over here. There's the making of the maracha, and there's the burning of the limbs on the maracha. So maybe the b'chol yom is on the making of the maracha, that we have such a maracha, that there's such a din of asiyas maracha. But to say that we're makrav the evarim that were left over on Shabbos on that maracha, so that's chiddush of bar kapara, that we're even makriv on that maracha. But that it doesn't say explicit in the Mishnah. That's beyond what it says straight out in the Mishnah. Okay, so it says the Gemara further now, right after the word kasha, upliga the Rav Huna, damar tchilaso docha, sofo eno docha. So the Gemara points out that the Memra of Rav Huna disagrees with Bar Kapara and Rava. Bar Kapara and Rava hold that even on Shabbos we're maktir evarmu pedarim of weekday karbanos ola. Rav Huna is going to disagree. Rav Huna says tchilaso, the tchila of a karban tamid, which means the shchita of a karban tamid is docha Shabbos, because a tamid shel Shabbos is shechter on Shabbos, so the shchita is clearly docha Shabbos. But sofo, the end of a karban tamid, which means the burning of the parts of the karban tamid, are not docha Shabbos, which means that a carbon tamid of Erev Shabbos, the limbs that are left over from a carbon tamid of Erev Shabbos are not going to be docha Shabbos. You're not going to be allowed to burn them on Shabbos. You have to be maktir all the limbs of the Erev Shabbos carbonos tamid, the tamidin of Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. You can't leave them over till Shabbos. That's Rav Huna against Bar Kapara and Rava. So again, Rav Huna holds chilas docha, sofo eino docha. As Rashi explains, chilas docha tamid shel Shabbos nishcha b'Shabbos. Karv b'Shabbos, but sofo ein adocha tamid shel erev Shabbos ein evarv nitar mishtach shach ele malam nibod yom. The carbon tamid of erev Shabbos has to be completely taken care of on erev Shabbos. You cannot leave any part of it over for Shabbos. Gufa. So now going back to discuss Rav Huna's shita. Amar Rav Huna, tamid chilas adocha sofo ein adocha. The shchita of a carbon tamid can be done on Shabbos because that's the Shabbos carbon. So you're allowed to do the shchita of the carbon tamid on Shabbos. But sofo ein adocha, to finish up yesterday's carbon tamid on Shabbos, that we don't do. So my eno docha, what does it mean eno docha when Rav Huna says that this dechia, what iser is he talking about? So that is a machlokas amoraim. What iser Rav Huna meant to say is eno docha? What iser Rav Huna meant to say is not done on Shabbos with yesterday's karbanos? Rav Chista amar. Rav Chista says Rav Huna does not mean to say it's eno docha Shabbos, because Rav Chista amar docha sa Shabbos. It is docha Shabbos. What he really means to say is eno docha satuma, that you're not allowed to be maktir the evarim bituma of yesterday's karbanos, but not that it's not docha Shabbos. Rabba amar docha satuma veino docha Shabbos. Rabba says no, Rav Huna does not mean to say that it's not docha tuma, because it really is docha tuma. When he says eno docha, it means it's not docha Shabbos, that the haktar of the tamid shel erev Shabbos is not going to be docha Shabbos. So fundamental machlokas, what Rav Huna means by tchilaso versus sofo being that tchilaso is docha and sofo is eino docha. Now there is a further machlokas Rashi and Tosfos what tchilaso and sofo means in this Gemara. Rashi understands that Rav Chista holds that tchilaso means the shchita and the zrika are docha Shabbos and docha tuma. Sofo means the haktara is only docha Shabbos and not tuma. So sofo refers to the burning of the limbs, and the way Rashi understands Rav Chista is that the burning of the limbs is docha Shabbos but not tuma. Rabba would hold tchilaso is the tamid of Shabbos is docha Shabbos and docha tuma. Sofo means the burning of the tamid of erev Shabbos are only docha tuma, but are not docha Shabbos. So Tosfos just points out that according to Rashi, the words tchilaso and sofo don't mean the same thing to Rabba and Rav Chista. The words tchilaso and sofo have different definitions. Tosfos says that's a little hard to accept, that the definition of the words tchilaso and sofo changed throughout the Gemara. The Tosfos Yishanim also points out, according to Rashi, sofo that it says by Shabbos and the sofo that it says by tuma are not the same, because by tuma sofo means haktaraso bismano. By tuma, when we're talking about sofo, we mean the burning of the limbs on the right day, on the in the right zman, on that same day that the animal is brought. By Shabbos, sofa means the burning of yesterday's karban. The word sofa would mean the burning of the previous day's karban. So, but if it were not left over from the previous day, then it would be pashut that it would be docha, and there's no amora that would disagree with that. So that's another difficulty within Rashi. So anyway, that's what leads Tosfos to say that bein l'Rav Chista, bein l'Rabba, everyone is speaking about the haktaras evarim, but tchilaso is the evarim of that day, sofo is the evarim of the previous day. But certainly it's all about the haktaras evarim. None of this is about the shechita of the karban. So it turns out, according to Rashi, the machlokas between Rav Chista and Rabba is that according to Rav Chista, sofo is the burning that sofo, which means the burning of the limbs, is not docha tuma, but is docha Shabbos. According to Rabba, the burning of the tumah of erev Shabbos is not docha Shabbos, but tuma it is docha. Right? It's not docha Shabbos, but it is docha tuma. According to Tosos, machlokas Rav Chista and Rabba is that according to Rav Chista, a varim that are not left over that are docha tuma, and we make a maracha b'fnei atzma for them. A varim that are left over from the previous day are not docha tuma, and we don't make a maracha b'fnei atzma. Rather, we just burn them on the maracha gedola. But whether they're left over or not left over from the previous day, they're docha Shabbos to make a maracha b'fnei atzma because they're considered kasher evarim. They're not tame, so they're not possible. They're not tame. They're kasher evarim. But Rabba holds tchilasa, which is the evari tamid of that day, are docha Shabbos, and they get their own separate maracha. Sofo is the evarim that are left over that are not docha Shabbos to make their own separate maracha, but even if they are tahar, but if they are left over, they're docha tuma to make a maracha b'fnei atzma on a weekday, but not on Shabbos. So somewhat complicated, but two totally different ways of understanding our Gemara over here. So Amalei Abaye l'Rabba, Abaye says to Rabba, l'didach kasha l'Rav Chista kasha. There are problems with your shita, and there are problems with Rav Chista's shita. How so? L'didach kasha maishna tuma d'chsev b'mo'ado v'afilu b'tuma Shabbos nami b'mo'ado v'afilu b'Shabbos. The word b'mo'ado appears both in the context of tuma and in the context of Shabbos. So why would you distinguish between the two halachos? Meaning, if it says by tuma the tamid is docha tuma because of the word b'mo'ado, when we darshi b'mo'ado v'afilu b'tuma, well, Shabbos also the carbon tamid should be docha Shabbos because it says b'mo'ado by Shabbos as well. Ulrav Chista kasha, and according to Rav Chista, it's also problematic. Maishna Shabbos, why should Shabbos be any different? That which the Talmud is docha tuma is because it says dechsev ma'adov afilu b'Shabbos. You could be makar of the carbon Talmud. Well, tuma nami abimadov afilu b'tuma. We should be able to be docha b'tuma as well because it should be able to be docha tuma as well because that same word b'ma'adov should tell you that it's docha tuma. So Amar Lei, so Rava or Rabba responded to Abaye, lo l'didi kasha v'lo l'Rav Chista kasha. It's not a problem for me, nor is it a problem for Rav Chista. L'didi lo kasha, it's not a kasha according to me, because sofo kitchilaso, the aktara of the carbon tamid shel erev Shabbos has the same din as its shechita. Tuma ditchilaso bar mitcha tumahu sofo nami dachi, and therefore by being docha tuma, since in the beginning ditchilaso it's a bar mitcha tuma. If you don't find a kohen tar to do the shechita, to do the zrika, you're allowed to do it with a kohen tameh. So sofo nami dachi, the burning of the chalava and the evarim are also docha tuma. But Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, ditchilaso lav bar mitcha Shabbos, who a carbon tamid of erev Shabbos cannot be docha Shabbos in the initial stages at all. The shechita of a tamid of Friday can never be docha Shabbos, so it's never going to be in the tchila stages. It's never docha Shabbos. So sofanami lo dachi. That's why the hekter chalav of a tamid of erev Shabbos is also not going to be docha Shabbos. So that's why it's not a kasha according to me. L'Rav Chista lo kasha, and it's not a kasha on Rav Chista either, because Rav Chista mitzvah can also distinguish between Tumah and Shabbos in the following way. Sofo kitchilaso lesle. Rav Chista does not hold of this svara of sofo kitchilaso, that whatever we say about the beginning of the karban, we say about the end of the karban as well. That's why it's docha Tumah and not docha Shabbos. Rather, we say as follows. Shabbos to hutrihi b'tzibur. Shabbos to halacha is the fact that you're allowed to shech the karban tamid on Shabbos is not a dechuya. It's not with a krechs and a kvetch that we have to nebuch shech the karban tamid on Shabbos. It's completely hutra. It's 100% mutter to shech the karban tamid on Shabbos. So therefore, sofo namidachi. So we can continue to do every single part of a karban tamid on Shabbos, even the parts of a karban tamid that are left over from Erev Shabbos, from the tamid of Erev Shabbos. There is no issue of karban tamid on Shabbos. Karban tamid, anything you do with a karban tamid is simply not a malacha on Shabbos. It's completely hutra, and that's why he's going to allow the evarim of the karban tamid shel Erev Shabbos to be brought on Shabbos. But tumah de dechuya hi betzibur. But the fact that we ever allow tumah betzibur, that's only dechuya. That's not hutra. That's with a krechts and a kvetch that we allow shechting karban tamid betumah. So that's bekoshi we allow it, and therefore we prefer to stay away from it. And therefore tchilaso, the shchit of the karban tamid, the ikur kapara, which is the ikur kapara. Without the shchit and the zrikas adam, there is no karban. So therefore dachi, it's going to be docha the tumah. But sofo to lav ikur kapara, the end part, which is not the ikur kapara at all, that's not going to be docha. We're not going to allow that to be done on Shabbos. That's not the ikur kapara. Why should we allow it? The whole thing we only allow begrudgingly to begin with. Now, there are a couple of quick points over here. First of all, we said Shabbos t'chilaso lav bar mitcha Shabbosu. If you look at Rashi, so Rashi says Shabbos t'chilaso the tamid the erev Shabbos lav bar mitcha Shabbos. The carbon tamid of erev Shabbos is not meant to be docha Shabbos. Why? Share bein arbayim nishchat, because it was already shechted bein arbayim v'dam nifsal b'shkias hachama. You can't even do the zrikas hadam on Shabbos because the dam is already pasul b'shkias hachama. So not only is the shechita not docha Shabbos because it's an erev Shabbos carbon, so the shechita obviously was done on erev Shabbos, the zrika is also not going to be done on Shabbos because the dam is already nifsal b'shkias hachama. That's how Rashi understands. It's not even possible to do the zrika, to have the zrika of the erev Shabbos tamid, of the tamid of erev Shabbos being done on Shabbos, because it's already too late. The blood would be possible by the time Shabbos comes, by the time the sun sets. Asks the Rashash, wait a second, sounds from Rashi that if the dam would not have become possible b'shkias hachama, then the zrikas hadam would be docha Shabbos. Right, then we would say that the tchila of the karban, the zrikas hadam, would be docha Shabbos. So, frak the Rashash, what do you mean would be docha Shabbos? What isser is there in throwing blood on Shabbos? What biblical violation? What isser d'oraisa is there to tell me that you're not allowed to throw blood on Shabbos? That we would call it being docha Shabbos, that the zrika would be docha Shabbos. So there is a comment the Rashba has in Maseches Menachos where the Rashba writes that the Azar is a Rishus HaRabim. So if you assume that the Azar is a Rishus HaRabim, legabe the halachos of Hotza'ah, that the Azar has din of Rishus HaRabim, so someone who's Molech and Zorek is Maver Dal Ramos Rishus HaRabim, so that would certainly be an explanation of why you would need zrika to be docha Shabbos. In Pesachim, the few Tesavim Beis, Ravashi says also, it's a Beferish Gemara where Ravashi says Zosomeres Azar Rishus Harabimi, that the Azar has a dinner of Rishus Rabim. But over there, Rashi points out that when it says Azar Rishus Rabim, it doesn't mean Legabe Chotzah and Shabbos. It means Rishus Rabim Legabe Tumah. There is a halacha that when you deal with a Safek in Tumah, so Safek Tumah Rishus Hayachid is Tame, Safek Tumah Rishus Rabim is Tahar. The Gedder of what's called a Rishus Harabim Legabe Tumah is entirely different than the Gedder of what's called a Rishus Rabim Legabe Shabbos. The Gedder of Shabbos, for instance, is that you need Shishim Ribo, according to many Rishonim. You need 600,000 people that frequent that area every day. That is not the gedder when it comes to Tumah. When it comes to Tumah, you don't need anywhere near that to consider someone Rishus Rabim. So even though it is a Gemara that calls the Azar Rishus Rabim, that Gemara is not necessarily proof to the Shita Sarashba that it has a dinner of Rishus Rabim for Shabbos, because that Gemara is talking about the Azara having a dinner of Rishus Rabim with regard to Tumah. Now, there is a Mishnah in Pesach Medav Samachem Beis, where the Mishnah says that the Zrikas Hadam of the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. So remember, we had this whole discussion then, I believe, that what do you mean the Zrikas Hadam of the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos? What Isser is there in Zrika that you could talk about being Docha Shabbos? So Tosfos over there says the Zrikas Dam, that in the Zrika itself, there's no Dechia of Shabbos, it's Mutter. We only mention Zrika Agav Shchita. When we say that the Zrika is Docha Shabbos, we only use that expression because Shchita is Docha Shabbos. Because Tosos disagrees with Rash, but Tosos holds the Azar is not Urshus Rabim Lagabe Hotza'a, and therefore there would be no Dechia of Shabbos. There is no Zrika being Docha Shabbos. So it sounds from our Rashi a little more like the Rashba. Tos Shantz over there writes that the Zrika is Asr Mishum Shavus, that it's not an Issa Daraisa, but it's an Issa Drabban, because you're being Misak in the Karban and Machshir Pachila. So it's a din of Tikkun Mana that we're making the Karban Royal Achila. And the Tiferes Yisrael, the Mashiach says that it's coming to teach me the following, that Zricha is Docha Shabbos, even though someone who's Shochet and has Kavana that the Beis HaShchita would be Tzavua Bedam, is Chayiv Mishum Tzoveya. Let's say a person shechts an animal, and he shechts an animal having in mind that he wants the skin around the neck of the animal to turn red, because he has some use for a red hide, for a hide that's colored red. So such a person is chayiv mishum tzoveya. So one could have argued that when someone is zorig dam on the mizbeach and he's miskavin that the mizbeach should be tzavua bedam, that would be also mishum tzoveya. And maybe that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell me, that zrika is not maybe that's what the Mishnah Pesachim is coming to tell me, that the zrika of the dam of Pesach is docha Shabbos, that even if your kavanah is mishum tzoveya and you intend to color the mizbeach red, still it's docha Shabbos. Shabbos, you're allowed to do such a zrika on Shabbos. Okay, that is the discussion within the shita of Rashi over here. I saw in Rav Zilberstein Chashuk Yechemed, he raised the following practical case that comes up from time to time. You have a situation where Nebuch, a child, falls or hurts himself, cuts himself, a deep cut on Shabbos, and the doctor is able to stitch it up, but the doctor doesn't have anything to ease the pain on him. Now he can go to his office, he can get in a car, drive the kid to his office, and then he'd be able to give him something to take away the pain while he stitches him up. But right now all he's got is his stitches. He doesn't have, so are they allowed to drive in? The father could hold the kid down and the kid will stay in place, but it will be very painful for the child. Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Midoraisa, get in a car in order to ease the pain from the child? He raised this on this question of Tumah Dechuya Hibitzibur, because the other place where Dechuya and Hutra comes up is Chil Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. Is that Dechuya or is that Hutra? So first of all, he says the simplest answer is find a guy. If a guy could drive you, so certainly Amir La'akum L'tzorach Echola, and this certainly counts as a Echola. The pain would certainly count as enough of a Echola to be Docha. So obviously, if you get a guy to drive you, that for sure would be good. Second of all, he says the Bach writes in Siman Shin Chav Ches that pain very often is considered pikuach nefesh. That it's easy for us to look at the child and say, so he'll scream a little. But pain, extreme pain, can be pikuach nefesh, particularly for a child. So it could be that you're allowed to go to the hospital, go to the doctor's office anyway, just for the sake of easing the pain. He also points out that the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Chav Ches quotes the Machlokes Rishonim. Why is it that we're allowed a shechta behema for a chola on Shabbos when there's a nevela lefanenu? There's a discussion in the Rana Maseches Yuma also that if you have nevela, let's say the chola sheyesh bo sakana needs meat. For some reason, he needs meat. That's the only way he's going to get better. So you have nevela meat right here that he could eat, or you could shecht an animal. So there's a discussion why it is that we're allowed to shecht an animal that tzorach lechola. The Ravid has the famous chiddush that shechita is only one avera, whereas eating a nevela, every kezayis that he eats is a separate avera. So even though it's a smaller avera to eat nevela meat than it is to shecht an animal on Shabbos, but it's many more averos to eat the nevela meat than to shecht the animal on Shabbos. But the Beis Yosef says that it's totally in the machlokas of Shabbos Tuchuya or Hutra. If you say that it's Hutra, so then you could shecht the animal because the Torah doesn't ask for any malach on Shabbos. It's a chola, and you could shecht for a chola on Shabbos just like you would shecht for yourself on Yantif. But the man yomer that it's Tuchuya, then we would give him the nevela, the Beis Yosef says, because it's only Tuchuya, so we don't just ignore Shabbos. So he says the halach is Shabbos is Tuchuya, not Hutra. That's how the Rambam Paskins in the 15th parak of B'yas Mikdash, that Tum is Tuchuya Hibitzibur. So the Beis Yosef says the same is true by Shabbos. And the Rambam writes that by Shabbos as well in the second paragraph of Shabbos, that Shabbos is duchuya etzel sakonis nefashos. So the mice, if there's a nevela, you don't shech the behemel letzaruch chachola, the Beis Yosef writes, because we paskin that it's duchuya. Now, so therefore, in our case of this child, l'chora, one would say that you should not bring the child to the hospital because of that, because it's only duchuya. It's not hutra. However, there are many other reasons, as we said before, that maybe, first of all, it is pikuach nefesh to begin with. Maybe it is pikuach nefesh. Then he says, if the rofe, if the doctor is a pikeach, the doctor could say, I do not have to be cruel to a child. I have no obligation to be cruel to a child. I'm not going to treat the child if he doesn't have something to ease the pain. And then it's pikuach nefesh. Then the father has to get in a car to bring the kid to the hospital, to bring the kid to the doctor's office, because the doctor has every right to refuse. And he says, that's not a violation of lifnei iver on the doctor's part, that he's causing chil Shabbos. Lifnei iver is when you're giving a davar asr, like a kos yayin l'nazir, ever menachay l'ben noach. But when he doesn't want to be metapel, that's not lifnei iver. He doesn't want to be cruel to the child. And then he says, we could also be mitzarif the shita of the marshag. The marshag writes, a cholim asukan who requires, requires a fruit from a tree, and there's a fruit that's already detached from the tree that you could save his life with, but someone comes and pulls a fruit off the tree that's still attached to the tree and gives that to the chola. So it's the wrong thing to do. If you have fruits that are detached from the tree, you should use that, because you could have used it and you wouldn't have had to violate Shabbos. So it's the wrong thing to do, but if you did it, it's not an isudar raisa, he says, because sof, what you were doing was an act of pikuach nefesh, an act of hatzalas nefashos. So he says, maybe over here as well, any malacha you do for a chola sheish b'sakana, even though you don't need to do it, is not going to be called an isudar raisa, says Marshag. So Rav Zilberstein writes that his father-in-law, Rav Eliashiv, does not agree with that Marshag, but in this case, with all the other sniffim, he thought clearly you would be allowed to take the child to the hospital. I know I had to do something practical in the middle of all this maracha stuff. Okay, so that's tumah d'chuyah. So now the second topic of the daf is, there is a halacha that there's an isur d'oraisa, that one is not allowed to extinguish a fire that is on the mizbeach. So our Gemara discusses, okay, we learned in yesterday's daf that you take the fire for the lighting of the menorah. You take the fire for the burning of the Ketores Lefnei V'Lefnei Min Yom Kippurim from the Mizbeach. What if you've already shoveled up that fire? Is there an Isser D'Oraisa to extinguish it now, after it's already been taken off of the Ma'aracha? So Itmar, Hamechabe Ish Machto Menorah. If a person is Mechabe, the fire that you take off for the Haktaris Haktaris Yom Kippur, or for the menorah, Abaye Amar Chayiv, Rava Amar Pater. Abaye says that you're Chayiv for doing that, Rava says you're Pater. The Rabbeinu Chananel points out that the reason we're having this discussion over here is because the Gemara previously said, Eish Tamid Tukar Al HaMizbeach teaches us that the Eish of the menorah and the Machta is taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So Abaye and Rava have the Machlokas over here. The natural discussion leads into whether that's still considered a violation of the law of lo sechabe, of not extinguishing the eish of the mizbeach. So that's the natural extension of that discussion. Rashi ala Torah writes that there, when you extinguish a fire on the mizbeach, there's actually two separate lavin. There's eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo sichbe, and there's ve'eish al mizbeach tukad bo lo sichbe. So both of the lavin mean the same thing, that you're not allowed to extinguish any fire on the mizbeach. The Ramban ala Torah in Parshas Tzav is not so convinced that these are two lavin that mean the same thing. The Ramban writes lefi da'ati, he says, Eish Tamid Tukad is a mitzvah on the Kohanim to keep the fire going. And if they at any point are nisatzel, they're lazy, and they let the fire extinguish itself, they let it go out, so that's their violation. When it says Ve'eish al Mizbeach Tukad Bo, that's about everybody else who goes and is actually actively extinguishes a fire on the Mizbeach. That's a los haseh for everybody else. So he says each one would only be in violation of one lav, meaning someone else who goes and extinguishes, or anybody who extinguishes a fire on the Mizbeach is in violation of that lav, but there's a separate lav that a Kohen is not allowed to ignore the fire on the Mizbeach, to let it go out. Rav Elchanan, Kovit Shurim, and Pesachim, as Kofit Zayin says, it could be that the Yisur of Kibui is only if you're Mechabah the entire Eish on the Mizbeach, meaning it could be one of these Yisurim is a separate Yisur to let all of the fires go out, whereas one of the Yisurim is just to put out any fire on the Mizbeach. So it could be those are the two Yisurim. But either way, there's definitely an Isser to extinguish fires on the Mizbeach. So if you already removed the coals for the lighting of the Mizbeach, menorah, or for the haktaris lufnayv lufnim and yom kippurim. So that's machlokas. Abai says you chayiv for extinguishing it. Rava says potter. The kaviyah berosh hashalom is beach. The kuli amlo pligi dechayiv. If you extinguish it while it's still berosh hashalom is beach, while it's on top of the mizbeach, well then there's no machlokas. Everyone would agree that one is chayiv for extinguishing such a flame. Ki pligi da achdeya ara the kaviyah. The whole machlokas is if you bring it off of the mizbeach and then you extinguish it. Abai yomar chayiv esh hamizbeachu. Abai says you're still going to be chayiv because even though it's no longer on the mizbeach, it is an esh hamizbeach. It is a fire of the mizbeach. It's a fire that came from the mizbeach, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for it. Rava amar pater kivan denatka natka. Rava says it's pater. You're pater for extinguishing it once you've removed it from the mizbeach, because once you've removed it from the mizbeach, it's no longer an esh hamizbeach. It has now been removed from the mizbeach. Tosafot over here deals with a very obvious question. We had in our Mishnah, the Mishnah discussed when they take the coals to burn the ketores, so we had a whole discussion of how large a shovel throughout the rest of the year they would use to remove the coals, and how large a shovel they would pour those coals into. And there was a discrepancy between the shovel that they would remove the coals with and the shovel that they would put the coals into. The shovel they would put the coals into was a smaller shovel than the one they would remove the coals with, and there was extra coals that ended up on the floor. And what did you do with those extra coals that ended up on the floor? Swept them into the Amas HaMayim. What does water do to burning embers? It extinguishes it. So isn't that a violation of burning the coal? If you're going to say like Abaye, that even when it's off the Mizbeach, it's still a violation midaraisa of extinguishing the fires of the Mizbeach. So don't we have a problem over here? So that's the Kasha Tosfos raises, and he gives several terutzim. First of all, he says, maybe when we said Amma before, it doesn't mean the Amas HaMayim. It's a separate place called Amma. That's quite a chiddush, that there's some area that we just sweep it into and we let it extinguish itself, but we don't actually extinguish it in by putting it into water. Then he says, "Velinira," that maybe lo kasha, the lo mechayiv mishum dekivin demiskavin chod b'shal dal kavin maros chod gimel kavin nispazmi and kav umashin nispazmi eino ome losvan afil abayim ode. He says, "No, maybe in that case it's different because the whole avoda is that you plan, you take four kav off of the mizbech and you use three kav. So the extra kav that spills over is no longer usable. It's not. We're not going to use it for anything. It's not going to be used as any sort of avoda. Over here, what are we talking about? We're talking about the coals that you're still planning on using to burn the ketores lefnayv lefnim, the coals you're still planning on using to light the menorah with. So we're talking about something that's still in use. So it's only in this case that Abaye is going to say the avera, the iser of extinguishing it is still operative. But if we have no plans of using it or using it anymore, then the Isser would certainly go away, even according to Abaye. A third answer Tos says is maybe when we sweep it into the Amas HaMayim, that's after it's already extinguished. We're not going to sweep it right away. We'll wait till the coals extinguish themselves and then sweep it into the Amas HaMayim just to clean up. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Elahadam Rav Nachman Rav Rav Baravua Hamor Gachelz Mel Gabi Mzech V'kiba Chayiv Kiman Kabaye. So that which Rav Baravua says, Rav Nachman says the name of Rav Baravua, that if someone takes coals off of the Mizbech and extinguishes them, he's Chayiv for extinguishing them. Is that only like Abaye? Meaning he's going against Rava? So he says, filu tema karava. He could even be going like Rava. Hasam lo intik lemitzvasa. Hachi intika lemitzvasa. If you did not remove it for the sake of doing some sort of mitzvah with it, maybe Rava would be moda that the issur of extinguishing it is still considered connected to the mizbeach. So the issur of extinguishing it would still exist. But if you removed it because you have a mitzvah to do with it off of the mizbeach, so it is now no longer connected to the mizbeach, that's where Rava would say there's no longer an Isser. Ikeda Amri, another version of this whole discussion is as follows. If it's already off of the Mizbeach when you extinguish it, everyone would say you're Pater. The whole machlokas is only if you extinguish it on the Mizbeach. Abai says, meaning you've already shoveled it out. If it's on the Mizbeach, it's still in the Maracha, then it's obviously Chayiv. But you shoveled it out, but you're still standing on the Mizbeach. And now you extinguish it. So Abai says, you're Chayiv because it's still called Esh HaMizbeach. Rav Amar Pater, keep it to Natka, Natka. Rav says, no, you Pater because once you removed it from the Maracha, so it's no longer part of the Yisr. Ella hadam Rav Nachum Rav Rav Baravu Amor Gachel Smel Gabi Amzeich V'kava Chayiv Kima and Lo Kabai V'lo Kerava. But then it would turn out that the Shita that says that when you remove it from the Mizbech and you actually take it off of the Mizbech, that you're still Chayiv for extinguishing it. Now, according to this Lashon, that's going against both Abaye and Rava. Because Abaye and Rava would both say, according to this Lashon, that once it's off the Mizbech, the Isser goes away. So Hasan L'intiklim Mitzvasa, Hacha Intiklim Mitzvasa. No, it could be going like both Abaye and Rava. When do Abaye and Rava say that the Isser goes away? That's only if it's Intiklim Mitzvasa, if you took it off from the Mizbech for a purpose to do another mitzvah with it. But if you didn't take it off from the Mizbech to do another mitzvah with it, then the Isser is not going to go away. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Tefillin Musaf and Perek Beis Halacha Vav, that when it's not Minatik L'Mitzvah Acheres, you're Chayiv whether it's on the Mizbech or whether it's off from the Mizbech. When you are Minatik for a Mitzvah Acheres, you're Potter even when it's still on top of the Mizbech. So the Kesef Mishnah says, he's passing like the Lishon of Basra and like Rava. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. When you have two Lishonos, do we always go with the Lishon of Basra, or do we not necessarily always go with the Lishon of Basra? The Aruch HaShulchan HaAsin in Siman Kuf Gimel writes that the Rambam Lishitaso always goes with the Lishon of Basra. That's the Derech HaGaonim, to always go with the Ikeda Amri. Tosos Masechah Shabbos does not assume that way, that we always go with the Ikeda Amri. So sometimes we always go Basra the Machmir, or some other rule, but that's how the Kesef Mishnah says it. The Rambam is going with the Lishon of Basra, and obviously he's passing like Rava because it's not one of the Yal Kigan. Hadin Lachtarf Bekalpi Bez Hashem. Tomorrow we'll begin the fifth parak of the Sechus Yuma.